Praise the Lord Jesus. This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're going to do a teaching this week on the third heaven and how to get to the throne of grace, Hebrews 4:16, and we're going to talk about it. This will be an ongoing teaching, and I hope you enjoy it. If you like it, you're welcome to, at the end of the show, you'll be a phone number or a website where you can call and order this free and postpaid. And may Jesus bless you in everything you do. Now we go into the teaching.
He said, I sat back there and listened. Said, he got up and preached the same things I preached. He preached salvation. But said, he did something I had never done. He said, now then I'm going to give an invitation. And he stood up and he said, Satan, I kick you out of here in the name of Jesus. You will not blind the mind of nobody in this place. I said, I know you're the one that blinds the minds of people, so Satan, get out in Jesus' name. He said, now, Father, convict them all of sin and bring them into the kingdom. And he said, people just herded to the front to get saved. So he said, man, I went back and I preached that message with power and authority. And he said, now I got ready to give the invitation. And I give the invitation. And he said, nobody come down. And I said, Lord, what did I do wrong? He said, you didn't take authority over the spirits. He said, that's right. He said, Satan, I take authority over you and I kick you out in the name of Jesus. He said, now, Lord, convict them all of sin and bring them down there. And he said, I give the invitation. And 15 people come to Christ that night. He said, boy, did I learn a great revelation. See, God give us the information in the Word. Who's blinding the mind? Well, we don't kick him out. We don't exercise. We fail to realize that we, the body of Christ, have been given all power over the devil. Well, you got to talk to him and tell him what to do in the name of Jesus. And when you do, he goes away. When you go to the Scripture, you do the same thing. You go to the Scripture, you kick the devil out. You command him not to steal a word out of your mind or your heart. Then you ask the Father in the name of Jesus to lock the Word of God that you study into your heart, into your mind, so you can hide it in there, so you can use it as weaponry against the devil for the kingdom of God. And you will be absolutely awestruck at the Scriptures. You can start learning, and they will not start going away. And when I learned that, that's how I started putting the Word of God in my heart, and that's how I can stand up here and absolutely teach God's Word all day long and quote Scriptures all day long and never even hardly go to the Bible for a reference. Because that's the way I did it. And it's wonderful when you learn that. Now then, this lady had a question.
Question about the strategy of spiritual warfare. Do we deal with the heavenlies first or the powers and principalities on earth?
Well, the powers and principalities, you want to go, if you really want to do some warfare, serious warfare, always go to the third heaven. Satan, he is out there in the second heaven, and his spiritual wickedness is out there. So if you'll catch yourself up to the third heaven where you're above them and they're under your feet, because you're in Christ in the third heaven, you can do effective spiritual warfare against them. And when you tell Satan what to do and command him to tell his spiritual wickedness in the heavenlies what to do, those are supposedly the generals and the majors and colonels that are giving the power and authority to the demons that are earthbound. And so they're the ones you want to get through to. When you get through to the general and Satan himself, and you bind him up there in the third heaven, and you kick him out and give him orders, then he has to pass that on, because you give it to him in the presence of God.
Thank you.
And Satan has to be subject to you. Then you can break the power of the devil over your loved ones, and you can start seeing people get saved you could never get saved. I mean, I have so many stories about those kind of things. It's just amazing. I mean, I know it's just a few of us left, but it's getting late, but I'm going to tell you this story. I had a Baptist preacher's wife one night. I was teaching a Bible study, and she said, you know, I love the place I work. But she said, so many people use profanity. She said, I guess I'm going to have to quit my job. She said, I have asked them, and they will not stop. I said, ma'am, let me tell you what to do. I said, first thing you need to know, you need to realize that those are demons and those human beings. Now, those demons that are using that profanity, they're not going to yield to you except they know you're a spiritual authority and you're using the name of Jesus to get it done. She said, so what do I do? I said, in the morning when you wake up and you get ready to go to work, first thing you do, wake up and read Luke 10, 19, and 20 out loud. Then you go to your workplace. I said, when you get to your workplace, you walk up to the front door and you look around to make sure that nobody is in earshot. Nobody. I said, then you say, Satan, I am serving notice on you. I am a daughter of the king, and I'm in control in this place and not you. So I'm taking authority over every demon that uses words of profanity, And demons, you will not speak one single word of profanity in my hearing in this place today in the name of Jesus. And I want you to know, devil, I'm a daughter of the King, and you're going to do what I said because my Savior is right here with me, and He's going to make you obey what I say in the name of Jesus. I said, do it every day. 9 months later, I was in another Bible study, and another little lady was asking a question about spiritual authority, which she didn't understand. And this Baptist preacher's wife was there, and she said, let me tell you what I did. I was in one of his teachings 9 months ago, and he told me to do something and said, I've done it every day. And she said, you know how much profanity I've heard in that place in the last 9 months? That's what she said. She said, zero. She said, it has been so wonderful to learn that these are spirits that's doing this, and I have been given all power and authority over them in the name of my Jesus. She said, it changed my whole idea of the kingdom of God. Isn't that awesome? Yeah. We don't have to put up with the trash of the world. No. We're King's children. But you and I as the church has to enforce what God did for us on the cross 2,000 years ago. Praise the Lord.
I'm praying for our deliverance, brother.
Right now. Go on.
Go ahead.
What do you want?
I ask for prayer for deliverance from my eyes. I met an accident on the job. And the men on the job didn't respond to me because I'm from Jamaica. And when I found out what happened to my eyes, you told me, Brother John, don't let them operate on my eyes. And I went to the hospital and they messed my eyes up. I know I can't.
Listen to this. Take note.
I cannot see out the left eye at all. And the right eye, I can scarcely see out of it. But the Lord told me not to let them operate on my eyes no more.
I told you, and the Lord told you.
And I went back to my regular doctor, and the Lord told me, stay with him. And now the Lord took me up into heaven and showed me. And he said, this is your wife. And when he showed me, he said, she's not perfect, but she'll never leave you. He told me again, I never meet an accident. If you meet an accident, it's a devil. But I'll defend you. And I'm going over 70 years and I never have an accident. The second time he told me all the fear of leads is my help. And they will be help me. But some will try to destroy me. But I will protect you. And he told me again that they are at my head. And he told me one more step. I said, Lord, what should I do? Where am I now? He said, you are in heaven. He said, stand with me. And I saw the people worshiping the Lord. And there are ladies. He said, I said, where am I? He said, you are in heaven with me. Look at this. That is the church. The church is not the building. The church is the people. Amen. He said, look at me real good. I want to show you what you should do. Look at the new Jerusalem coming down. In Revelation 21 verse 1. You shall meet with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And there shall you be with me. And from that, the devil tried to come to destroy me. Even on the job. And I suffered these eyes. And when the Lord told me, don't go back to John Hopkins Hospital, he told me to go back to Filer. And there I am right now. And Brother John told me, don't let them touch your eyes. If I had obeyed you,
I did that by the Holy Ghost,
they wouldn't have to get to mess my eyes up. But the Lord said, don't do nothing more to the eye. It is on the way to be healed. He said, your healing start. Just start to receive it. Don't start to receive it and meditate on the word. He said, I come to tell you that if you believe, it is already done in heaven, that it's seen by the Father already healed. All you've got to do is receive it by faith. Believe it, and it will be accomplished for you.
Amen.
So that's why I'm asking for prayer.
Amen. Father, in Jesus'
name. Everybody stretch forth your hand this way.
Yes, Lord. In Jesus' name, Lord, we praise you for this brother. We praise you for the revelations you've given him. Lord, we thank you. Lord, we come against the forces of darkness that have done what they've done to this brother's eyes. Now, Father, we catch ourselves up into the third heaven on behalf of this brother. Lord, we ask you from the third heaven, from the throne of God, we ask you right now to restore his sight. Make it like brand new, Lord, where he can see. Lord, he repents for all the things he done wrong. But Lord, just like all of us, Lord, we've all made lots of mistakes. But Lord, we all repent, and we know now that we're forgiven, and we're the righteousness of God in Christ. And we're the clean bride of Christ. So, Lord, on behalf of what our Savior Jesus did for us on the cross through His blood and His righteousness, we ask You to restore this man's sight and make him completely well where he can see perfect. And we thank You and praise You for it, Father. And from the third heaven, we thank You, Lord, and worship You because we know that You always hear our prayers and that You always answer them when we pray in faith. Lord, we're praying in total faith for this brother. And we want to thank You and praise You for His wonderful, clear, beautiful eyes. In Jesus' mighty name, thank You, Lord. Thank Amen.
You. Thank You, Jesus.
Amen. Thank You, Lord. Thank You, thank You, thank You, Lord. Praise the name of Jesus.
Thank You, Jesus.
I'd like just to, I don't know how many of you already know this, but I want to remind you. The figures that came out in the year of 2000 from the American Medical Association, their own figures, AMA was responsible number in three positions, the third position of deaths in the United States from accidents, from bad this and bad that, so on and so forth. You know, by their own figures, nobody else's. You know, heart trouble is number one killer, cancer is number two, and they took credit for being number three. So if you want to go to a doctor, if you do, please check with God. Ask the Lord what you should do.
Amen.
Ask the Lord what you should do. Ask the Lord what you should do. You see, you know, God created heaven and earth. He made you and I. He made everybody. He can do anything. You see, so we have to, we want to be sure to ask the Lord, you know. And don't go away telling that I said so and so. You ask the Lord and then you do what He said. Amen? Yes.
Amen.
Yes. Well, you answered one of my questions when you were praying for the brother here, and that was when you, if you go up in the third heaven, can you go up there also and pray for healing for yourself?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, because...
The Hebrews 4:16 says you have the authority to come into the third heaven boldly anytime you want to.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Anytime.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because I was diagnosed with a tumor on the right side of my brain. I was due to have surgery last week, but I canceled the surgery. And I'm believing God totally for the healing. And I just wanted to know if I went to the third heaven, can I, you know, do that?
We'll have to stop right there on the teaching for today, and we'll continue tomorrow. Praise the Lord. If you'd like this teaching in its entirety, we'll be happy to send it to you free and postpaid. If you'll just contact us at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. Or you can contact us on the website at www.tlsm.org. TLSM.org. That stands for The Living Savior Ministries.org. Now then, we would trust that you would enjoy these teachings, and we will continue tomorrow, and we'll continue to teach. But if you want them in their entirety, just contact us, and they're free. Praise the Lord Jesus. He is our Lord and our God.